Well, let's see.
Well, this tap thing is odd, but I've put a lot of, as I told you, I've put a lot of this on tape for my son, because our way of life out in the country, although I wasn't exposed to the actual operation of the land of anything, the way of life, the Negro quarters, and their way of their songs, and their work day, and the sounds that you hear, and the things that you did,
mm-hmm.
and the odors that, and music and things that filled your life are just all gone. So I tried to recapture a little of that for
That's
him.
Wonderful.
And I have that on tape. That's the reason I told you I had some of the old Negro songs.
Uh-huh.
I went with the old Negro who all the plantations established the churches for them, you know. And I went with the old woman who lived in with us as a servant, and she was very one of the strong members of the church when I was a little boy. So I sang with the Negro boys and learned the, some of the early songs that I was telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was hoping that I would be able to get some of those songs from you, and I didn't think your office would probably be the place
for me to sing.
Start the moment.
I tell you one thing, though, it may be very appropriate.
Need a spiritual from time to time.
Yeah, need a spiritual. Need a...
Did you ever, by the way, speaking of spirituals, this process of chanting and tuning out songs, mm-hmm. did you ever hear that called humming? Somebody would hum the sermon?
No, never heard that. And of course, going back to the Negroes again, they would half sing, you know, and there's a, well, Martin Luther King took it to a sophisticated level, that mesmerizing type of eloquent repetition, you know,
mm-hmm.
And building up. They were marvelous preachers from that sort of standpoint. Mm-hmm. They'd develop a mood and then embellish and magnify until it really became something.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall, do you need preparation for this, or would you be able to recall any of the songs?
Oh, I'd be glad to. I tell you what, I'll sing just a regular song, several regular songs that they'd sing in church. Now, what you miss, of course, is the whole church participated. One person would line it out, do the words, and the others would fill in with the, they would reinforce it. They'd fill in certain parts to the song. And the entire church knew the song, so you would only get one person, or maybe two, lining it out. I went to the old Alice's funeral recently, and they did the same. This particular church, the old Negroes were doing the same thing.
Hmm.
One old man would sing out the line, and then the others would all come in with the melody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd have to miss that with, I don't have a, I'm not reinforced.
Put this on the floor and the microphone up, and I think that would be a better.
Well, let's see what I'll sing. These are just songs that they sang in church, and then I'll show you when they'd moan, they would, the little niggas, that's when they would, everybody, they were praying while they would, that was a prayerful time, and that was frequently when the niggas would come through. That is, that they would get religion, they'd scream and jump up, you know, and shout,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing. But this is just a regular song. Lord, oh Lord, Lord, you've been good to me. Oh Lord, you sure been good to me. Oh Lord, Lord, you sure been good to me, Lord. You've done what my mother could not do. When I was blind, you opened my blinded eyes. When I was blind, you opened my blinded eyes. When I was blind, Lord, you opened my blinded eyes, Lord. You've done what my mother could not do.